Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, all of you who shared who you are, where you're calling from. We've got people from the West Coast, the East Coast, Mountain Time Zone, Central Time Zone, Canada, the U.S., and wow, what a fantastic day. And Gordon, I am looking forward to having you share for the next 30, 35 minutes. And for those of you who are new to Saturday AM Live, want to welcome you to the line. And those of you who are listening via recording, we always invite you to join us on the line live every single Saturday morning at 7 o'clock West Coast time zone. And yes, Vance is crazy. I've been accused of that many times. How on earth, why do you get up so early on a Saturday morning? Well, it's because my last name is Rogers, and the DNA that's inbred into every cell in my body will not allow me to sleep in any later than 6 o'clock. That's sleeping in to me. And so why not start Saturday, kick off the weekend at 7 a.m.? But the live number, for those of you who are listening to this via the recording, is 218-548-1536. Again, 218-548-1536. And the code is simply 1536 pound. So if you're catching the recording and you want to join us live sometimes, you're welcome to it. And as always, I've got a few announcements that I'm going to cover after we finish our wonderful conversation with Gordon, and then we'll wrap things up. So Gordon, yeah. Welcome again back to Saturday AM Live. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
And I forgot to comment. You and I every time we have a conversation, I learn the more things that we have in common. And last night, I discovered your love for a particular group of young men who are from all over the world, and I'm referring to the group Il Divo. And if folks, if you've never had the opportunity to listen to these four men, this is a group that Simon Cowell, you either love him or hate him, but he put these four guys together. The group is called Il Divo.
We saw them
I-L and then D-I-V-O.
We saw them in person about 8 months ago over Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh my goodness. So you've seen him more recently than I have.
Okay. Yeah, just great. So yeah.
Super. Amazing experience. So.
Thank you.
But this morning we're going to talk about a couple things. And first of all, Gordon, for the folks who've never heard you and Jeannie's journey in NECAN, give us a 5-minute overview of how it got started and
sure.
Why NECAN
okay.
for you guys?
Okay, I happen to have some notes up here to make it quick for a day. Okay, let's go back in the cloud, take it back to April of 1992. Jeannie and I, first of all, Jeannie and I have been married, well, coming up on 49 years, so we've been together since 1964. We've always made good money. We've always had good jobs. Neither one of us ever had a college education, but we found out that hard work can get you quite a long ways if you really apply yourself properly. So, at any rate, we both had full-time jobs back in 1992. Jeannie worked for the phone company selling Yellow Pages. I worked for a paint and body supply company selling automotive paint and body supplies to body shops and construction companies. I can't speak for Jeannie, but for myself, after 10 years doing that, it was a great company, had a great boss, but the body shop business, folks, it happens to be a very negative environment. When I say that, when you get your, whether you wreck your car or somebody wrecks your car for you, you know, you're usually not a happy camper. You show up at the body shop for an estimate and you normally will take out your negative energy right into the body shop manager or the person that writes the estimate, you know. So, consequently, I already knew the four-letter words that I got called every day, but I learned them a long time ago. I got tired of hearing them, you know. So after 10 years of that, I said something else. So long story short, I was looking, not in the classified, because we both made, real. Jeannie made about $65,000 a year, I made about $30,000 a year. Our kids were grown out of the house, one in college, one in the service. And so money was not an issue, but I was just fed up with my job, so I had my eyes and ears open. Good friend of mine, Jim Ridley, and here we come to Nick again. Good friend of mine, Jim Ridley, called me on the phone one night. He's going, "Oh, Jumbo!" I said, "Hey, I haven't talked to you in 2 years." Our kids used to go to Catholic school together, so we hadn't seen each other for about 2 years since the kids had, you know, since the kids had graduated. Y'all parents on the phone know how that works. So, at any rate, he said, "I need to talk to you." I said, "What for?" He said, "I just joined a company called NECAN." I said, "So?" I said, "Who's that? The camera company?" He said, "No. I said, "That must be the shoe company." No. Long story short, he told me it was a health company. I said, "I want to know about it." And what Jim didn't know, I've always been interested in alternative modalities. Thanks to my mother. I look up to the sky every day and say, thank you, Mom. I appreciate it, you know. And so Jim came over and put a set of MagSeps on the table. I said, oh, my gosh, these are great. These are reflexology buffs. He said, is that what they are? He said, I don't know. And kind of keep it moving here. So he was showing me his Jeannie, God bless her. She was very polite and very disinterested. So she went in the living room and read a book. And Jim showed me these seven products that we had back there in advance could relate to most of this. And I said, this is awesome. But here's the thing Jim told me. Okay, and then we're moving along pretty quick here, which is good. He says, well, what about the company? So let me just tell you this, Gordon. He said, here's what Dave Rolfe, who was Jim's sponsor, Dave Rolfe told me this. He said, Jim, if you ever wanted to know about timing for a company, this is it. He said, what do you mean? He said, in 1957, Toyota came to the United States of America and set up a dealership in the state of California. They were the number one largest car company in Japan. They didn't come here to be successful. They came here to be more successful. Okay? Toyota. Next, 3 years later, Sony came here to America. They didn't come here to be successful. They were number one in Japan at the time. I'm not on the phone here today to praise the Japanese. I'm an American just like you, and I love my country dearly, even with all the problems we have, okay? But country has a high card and a low card or whatever. Japan has always been good at, you know, business stuff like that. Anyway, so he says now, in 1989, the largest supplier of alternative healthcare modalities, you know, magnetics, came to the United States of America, and it's called Niken. I said, that's all I need to know. Where's the application form? You know? And that was it. There was 8 employees out there at Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. 8 employees at that time. Dave Rolfe had an office in the corporate office, and he was getting the leads, and that's how he found Jim, and Jim found me. And the long story short then was Jim showed me a few products. I said, okay, what do I have to do? He said, well, he said, do the application form. I said, okay, now what's next? He said, well, he says, you know, I got a demo pack and a career pack and an extra set of promo pads. Some of you folks wouldn't know that. Advance with it. They had a set of different assorted magnetic pads, a maxi, a mini, a flex, a car, different size magnets, you know, that you could apply to your body. And at any rate, so he showed me these products. I said, so how much is all that? And he said, well, $1,500 for the demo pack and the career pack, $200 for the promo pack will bring you up to $1,700. I said, here's my Visa card. But order. Jeannie goes, well, I heard that. She's not letting him. So I ordered $1,700 worth of product. There's a little training bit, and that's why I mentioned it. Okay. So I said, okay, that's it. So, but think about this, folks. I do that. I teach this in training. What if Jim had said, well, here's what I got. He pulled a little mini round magnet out of his pocket, $14.40 wholesale. Vance would remember, okay? And he pulled a set of Magboys out of his pocket, $48 wholesale. 48 and 14, 40 is roughly about $60, right? He said, this is what I got. What do you think I would have gotten? Same thing Jim got. I wouldn't have said, oh, I want to spend more than that. See, not particularly now with my wife sitting behind me in the living room, you know. I got exactly what Jim got because Dave Rolfe suggested. Let me make it clear. Dave Rolfe did not tell him to get that. Dave Rolfe suggested, and he had never met Dave Rolfe. They just talked over the phone. He never met him. But because Jim was suggested to get that, and I wanted to do this as a business, I said, put me down for the same thing. Got that, and we took off running. I gave 2 months notice, quit my job. Don't do that, folks, unless you've got somebody who's got a good backup plan, like Jeannie was making 65. Yeah, I gave up 30K so we could live on 65K, and then I was committed to do Niken, and that's how I got involved with Niken.
And then after there are so many incredible things that you just shared that I think the biggest one to me that jumps out is you were looking for something to do because you were completely disinterested in your current lifestyle, your current plan.
Yes.
And I look at where we are as a culture today, and I'm not just talking about Americans or North Americans, but in the world today, people recognize, and if they're honest, if they're really, really honest, they'll recognize that our system is really broken.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something Niken truly gives us an opportunity to do something alongside of what our current job is, or if we're willing to say, okay, I gotta make a financial investment, and then I gotta make a time investment.
Right.
And I know there are other people out there. I just gotta go find them or just simply ask the question. And, for you guys, I know you've developed some really great training tips that you just shared. what, and you've got a website, and I want to give that out right up front so people can go and download some of these things, but some of the questions you've used over the years, because not much has changed. Yes, our solutions have changed. The internet in the last 10, 15 years has completely changed the way we do business, the way we live our lives. I watched our goddaughter came by this week, and she said, "Dad, watch this," and she showed me this application on her phone, and I'm going, "Holy smokes!" And I just was cracking up because she's much younger than we are, obviously. And thought, this is our everything's changing. However, what you just shared, that enthusiasm of seeing an opportunity and jumping on board, what's the website that you have?
The website is idealwellnessbusiness.com, I-D-E-A-L, wellness, you can all spell that, business, you can spell that, .com/training. Again, idealwellnessbusiness.com, /training. Or you can go to gordonandjeannie.com/training, same site, it links over there. Same. There's 25 different categories of training in there that we put together, most of which are mine, some are Dave Johnson's, whatever, but there's sections on pre-qualifying people and handling objections and how to find better prospects, and it's very well done. Spent about 2 years.
And I wanted you to just throw that out at the beginning so people kind of have a reference point, because I'm always looking. I'm always looking for new things. I typed up this week something that Susan Carver put together, an example, and I'll get it out to the group. Don't worry if you're going, "Oh yeah, she mentioned that, you know, several months ago when you had her Vance, but I've never seen it." It was simply just a breakdown of what could be earned potentially if you just focused on introducing folks to the waterfall.
Yeah.
And what that yields. You know, $75 profit each waterfall that you introduce to people. And, so I typed it all up so it was clean, because the version I had was, kind of fuzzy. And, you know, these are great tools. Gordon, today, let me fast forward. I want to really, really focus, because Dave Johnson alluded to this in his email, how he was frustrated with our old compensation plan, and that here in 28 days, phase three kicks in, which means it's locked in, it's permanent. We don't have to worry about, okay, this is the way it used to be, this is the way, you know, it is. It just is. And, you know, just like with change with anything, I mean, you change the route of a road, you're going to get people upset because they, for decades, were used to driving down a certain way, and you know, the city comes in and says, "Well, we've figured out we're going to change this." Well, some people don't like change. I love change. Mm-hmm. You know, as a volunteer youth pastor for a couple years, my brother took care of the high schoolers, I worked with the junior hires. Man, if you weren't ready to change in an instant,
sure.
Then you lost their attention span, you know, in 5 seconds. Yeah. Adults, for some reason, we like our ruts. We like our routines. We get set in the status quo. But if we'll be honest, change is really, really healthy. And this has been one of a big change for a lot of folks. Some of them aren't liking it, but the ones, and I, talking to Charlie last Saturday morning, brand new, not necessarily he's brand new, but he's been around for few years, but they broke 3 silvers in one line, and with this new plan, with the new compensation plan, you and Jeannie have built for, you know, 20 years now, and the plan, the way it is that there's no albatross, to use a word from Dave Johnson, there's no motivation for getting to a level and then stopping. The motivation is to continue to keep us going. And in the real world, companies, they grow and they fall, they thrive or they completely get decimated if they're not continuing to build.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
I think your question, I believe, is coming up in relation to what you just mentioned with the comp plan, you know, as far as, you know, getting paid off of OV, et cetera.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's one thing, and everybody on the phone, please listen very clearly to this, because we did this and it worked, and we weren't the only ones that did it. And I'm holding in my hand a book that you can still get from Amazon.com, and Vance Rogers knows what it is. It's a book by Don Failia, Egdonphalia. His last name is spelled F-A-I-L-L-A. The name of the book is The Basics, How to Build a Large, Successful MLM Organization. The Basics. 112-page paperback book. And he teaches about building a leg. He said, if you sponsor one person, do you have a leg? No. Okay, if you sponsor two people, I mean, if I sponsor Vance and he sponsors Joe, do I have a leg? Not really. Not deep enough. But if I sponsor Vance and he sponsors Joe, and then we help Vance sponsor Joe's sister Betty, now you've got a leg. Why? You're three deep. What Jim Ridley, what Jim Ridley told me, and he had a little bit of experience in network marketing, not very much, but more than I did, you know, that was good enough. He said, Gordo, he said, let me tell you one thing before we go out and make our first call. This is my friend of years and still is, but my friend of years and years and years, back to the 70s. He said, I will never be successful in the Kent until I help you be successful. That's the one thing I know. So I don't care what level I get to. I care what level you're going to get to, because your work is going to make me, help me get up to my level. And this guy stayed in my back pocket for about 6 months. Quite frankly, I knew probably as much as he did, only because I'd been in sales. I knew this was a numbers game. Jim was not in sales. He was a real estate appraiser. But don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that I knew more. I knew from being in sales, not because I was a salesman. And those of you on the call, don't think that you're going to say, oh, yeah, Gordon was successful because he was a salesman. No. One of the top leaders in Niken, a lady, Royal Diamond, I'm not going to mention her name, told me one time, Gordon, you have to remember, two ears and one mouth. So you need to quit talking as much as you are and shut up and listen. And when she told me that, it entirely changed. Being in sales, I was used to talking, because if I'm out trying to sell Vance calendars for his church or for his business or whatever, I think, okay, I've only got about 10 or 15 minutes to make a pitch before he's going to shut the door on me. Like the vacuum cleaner salesman, right? You got to do that. So I knew that. So we got this book, The Basics, and I knew that, just to move along here, I knew then that I had to work deep. And I made a note up here, example. So what we did, if we sponsored Vance Rogers, okay, and Stacy Rogers, we would go out with them on every call, at least the first 10 calls, and help them. But whether they liked it or not, if they didn't like it, then we just went off and worked with somebody. They said, no, we don't want you to work with them. Okay, guys, have a good day. Call us when you need us. We just went and found somebody else and worked deep and worked deep and worked deep and worked deep and worked deep. Okay, so I made a note up here. When we went, this is not great. This is to show you where. When we went platinum, we had 27 silvers below us in our organization. 27 silvers. Vance and I know people that went platinum with six silvers. We have one silver, yep. One silver, one six across. Folks, that's not an organization. That's nothing. You need depth. You need depth, okay, in the organization. So this is what we teach. This is what we learn. So bottom line is, and I'll be the first to admit it, we've got three diamond legs, first level diamond, and then we have a second level diamond with a first level platinum above that. And then we have a second level royal diamond by the name of Julie Tarr. Julie is about 80% of our organization. But I met Julie Tarr the day after she sponsored into Niken. And guess who did the wellness preview in Boulder, Colorado, the night that she was there with her sponsor? Reed Nelson. Now, could she get any luckier than that? here's a lady that was looking for a business. She knew about health. Okay, and Reed Nelson, her and her sponsor sat in the front row. And those of you who have been around Reed Nelson, he said, if you're in the front row, you better move because I tend to spit. I get a lot of excited, you know. They stayed right in the front row. And I met Julie. And then I'm going to turn it back to you. The next day, I went to her house. I happened to be in Colorado, in Denver, rather, because we lived in Grand Junction. I happened to be over in Denver doing a wellness treatment the night before. But she lived in Boulder, about 40 miles away. Their sponsor called me, you know, and said, could I come by Boulder and meet Julie? I said, sure. So I drove 40 miles or 50 miles from Denver up to Boulder. No big deal. It was in the daytime. About 2 in the afternoon before I drove 250 miles back to Colorado. I sat on the floor of Julie's house in Boulder, Colorado. They didn't very much. We sat on the floor. You know, I met her. And she had just sponsored in the night before and got in, ordered some products, borrowed the money to order some products, to get the products. They were having financial difficulties, like a lot of us have had in our lives. She wouldn't care if I said that. It's nothing new to anybody, I don't think, you know. And this is the cutest thing I have to tell you, then I'm done. She said, now, mind you, she was not even in the business 24 hours. She said, okay, so what level are you? She said, I said, I'm gold. She said, okay, let's see. First she goes, senior executive, the bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, royal diamond, right? I said, yep, that's right, you know. She said, let me tell you something, Gordon. I'm going royal diamond so fast you won't be able to stop me. And she's sitting on the floor in front of me, She's sitting on the floor in front of me, face to face, and I said, give me five, and I threw my hand up. So she might have thought she was going to pass me. I'm going to pass you, Rabbi. I said, good. And we did a high five, and then I said, give me a hug, and I gave her a hug, and she went. And that was it. This woman took off and flew like a jet, you know. That was it. So go ahead, back to you.
Well, no, I think what's beautiful, what you just shared, and so people, I think the greatest thing that I want to communicate to folks, if you're not familiar with Nikin's compensation plan, you don't have to be. Just, here's the greatest thing I can tell you, and the sooner that we realize this, the easier it is to do what we need to be doing, and that is share Nikin and share these wonderful solutions with other people. Is just figure out where you're at. If you're brand new and you're a direct wellness consultant, you don't want to stay there, bottom line. You want to go to the next level, which is a senior. Okay, and if you're a senior, you don't want to stay there. You want to go to the next level. Figure out what it takes to get there. It's about moving people from event to event or conversation to conversation to rank to rank. It's just encouraging them and asking questions and finding out where they want to go. And for the existing people that are out there, and I had a, Gordon, you're going to laugh when I say this, but I had a conversation last week with a gal at the end of the month, and she said, well, Vance, I don't want to miss out because I don't want to not get paid gold. She said, I've got the OV requirement, so I got over 10,000, but one of my silvers isn't qualified. And I quickly brought up her organization, and I said, well, honey, dear, can I explain something to you? As if you get paid as a silver on, you know, all the volume you've got in your organization, you're going to get paid two levels deep. And that's the way our leadership plan is set up. And I said, you don't have any leaders. You don't have anything above a silver beyond your second level.
Yeah.
I said, you're not missing anything. And she said, what? But I need to get paid as a gold. I said, you're going to get paid on all of this.
Yeah.
You're going to get a really nice check because you've got the requirements all met. And Gordon, I know that's where you and Jeannie are at right now, that as long as you continue to meet the requirements or exceed them, then you'll continue to get paid on the levels. And some of us are in a different scenario where we're falling short of those requirements. Well, that's where, again, and I can't encourage people enough. If you deleted it, you can go back into your deleted emails and pull it out. Dave Johnson, I mean, I'll be the first to say, man, he writes some long emails. But the one he sent out yesterday, and Gordon, I don't know if you read it or not, that was the first thing I read when I woke up yesterday morning. We were trying to get everything packed to go on our first, you know, summer family vacation.
Right.
And I'm reading this email going, oh my goodness, Dave, you have hit so many, just struck a chord.
Yeah.
But that big thing was, okay, now we have something. And again, in 28 days, or 22 days, it becomes permanent.
Yeah.
And, I know you, Gordon, give it, and not that you're boasting on anything, but getting paid, because you guys have had a Royal Diamond organization now for a long time.
Well, yeah.
You've had three diamonds, they just weren't all first level to you.
Right. Yeah.
Now you have three diamonds in legs.
Right.
And what was the increase for you when it kicked in, going getting paid from diamond to royal diamond? Well, just tell us what the amount difference was, if I can be so bold.
No. $4,600 a month.
Okay. So you saw a $4,600 pay raise.
Right, from our sixth level that we were not getting. But if I can back that up, folks, this is why, please, I mean, for you, not for us, but I mentioned the depth part, I cannot emphasize enough. You can call me separately, we can talk about it, but working deep in your organization is so, I mean, critical. It's absolutely critical, you know, because now under the new plan, as you probably know, just like we have one first level diamond, then we have a first level platinum, and a second level diamond, okay, which is Ditas Olaus, which lives up in Ohio, okay. But for a long time, Ditas was diamond, and we have first level platinum, so we weren't making Royal Diamond, you know, whatever. Okay. And also we didn't have the volume there. But over the years, because of the old plan versus the new one, and I figured roughly since we went diamond, I mean, from the time we went diamond to Royal Diamond, we lost somewhere in the neighborhood of about $2.5 million. $2.5 million from between diamond and Royal Diamond. Now, the business was a lot more, you know, fluent back then because the economy was better all over the world. Don't think for a minute it's just the United States. It's all over the world, you know. So the figures were much bigger for everybody, you know, but that difference alone. So, you know, but, you know, I don't worry. I just don't. We've always made good money. And the, only, but the, and the reason we've always made good money is because we've always worked deep with people. It's a shame, Vance, I see people that will sponsor somebody and then somebody said, oh, Judy went, John went silver. And they said, great, well, none of you guys got to go gold. And they just leave them there like they got to go gold. Well, how about helping them go gold? You know? I mean, I'm not saying that people go, but some doubt they think because they go silver that now they ought to know what to do. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that at all.
You know, we find ourselves having this conversation as parents that repeatedly, and whether you're a parent or a grandparent, maybe you've never been a parent, but the bottom line is the only way, to quote Zig Ziglar, the only way that we'll get out of life what we want is to help a few other people get what they want out of life.
Yeah.
And as a parent, we're constantly telling our three daughters, and it doesn't matter whether it's Addie at 3 or Emily at 11 or McKenna at 14, we're constantly telling, here, let us show you how to do this so it's easier.
And let me just throw this into on that same subject, okay? How critical. If you have a good sponsor or a good somebody in your upline, maybe your sponsor is not that active, maybe the person above them is, fine, you know, use them. Because here's an example, and we were very fortunate because Jim was a good sponsor. Jim did not care about traveling. We both lived in Grand Junction, Colorado. That's where we raised our kids and everything. And we both lived there. Jim really didn't care much about traveling. He'd done enough traveling before when he was married, and he just was sick of it, you know. So he said, so then Jeannie and I, then we qualified for the motorhome thing. We got a motorhome, and I know your folks had one too as well, maybe still do. But anyway, we got the motorhome. We spent 5 years traveling with the motorhome. Okay, went over 129,000 miles and covered 46 states and all up into Canada. Okay, and it wasn't for fun. It was doing wellness previews. It was launching, not in the motorhome. We went coast to coast, up and down. But here's the beauty of it. Not only were we able to pop up, including Portland, Oregon, up in that area, okay, but when we were gone building our business, guess who was taking care of the home fires? Jim. Mm-hmm. Well, he was doing wellness previews every single week in our hometown. He said, you guys go. And I'll stay here. But he was making money off it also. Guys, what a beautiful program. How can you beat that? You go off and travel and do your thing and play at the same time, and your sponsor stays home or whatever and keeps the home fires going. I mean,
it really is a win-win for everybody. Nobody loses. Nobody loses at all. And whether you like to travel, and Stacey and I are in that mode right now. I mean, our McKenna, before her 10th birthday, she'd been on 13 cruises.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, and I know for some people that, oh goodness, what did you waste all that money? No. Every single one of those was a business. We had literally one, I think our top number was 280 Nikan wellness consultants on board with us.
Oh,
one of them.
Man. Wow.
And, the smallest group we ever had was 28 when we did a week long cruise in Europe. So we're past that. Not that we're past it, I shouldn't say it that way, but it's a different season. Our girls are really involved in our schooling and all that stuff. And then we got a 3-year-old who's just, trying to navigate and figure out what she wants to do and all that stuff. And we're trying to navigate that as well. But I think the biggest thing, Gordon, that I think I want people to understand is we truly have something here that's a win-win for everybody. If you're willing to take some time and say, okay, what do we want out of this? Is it just the finances? Okay, then how do we make that happen? Let's latch on to the people above us. And when you got resources like Don Failure's book, and I haven't read this, but I'm very familiar with the concept of building legs and taprooting and going down and just asking questions. Well, who do you know? Who do you know that's suffering like what you've been suffering with? You know other people, or maybe you don't, but,
Hello.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
No, I just want to make a quick suggestion, okay, Judy. This is one thing I like everybody, a little tip I'd like to give everybody that would be helpful, that works. Find find one particular product in the Niken line. It could be the Vital Balance, it could be the Mag Duo, it could be Mag Steps, Mag Strides, it could be the Power Bands, it could be Waterfall, it could be whatever, okay? Pick one particular product, at least one, if not two, but one. In the beginning, we only had seven products, so I didn't have a lot of choices. I didn't have Vital Balance, I didn't have Keiko Firm Wraps, I didn't have that stuff. But at the Mag Steps, I just thought, this product is awesome. And here's the cute thing. We didn't know how to do a strength test for 2.5 years. I was a gold distributor before I ever knew how to do a strength test, because Jim and I never heard of it. We were just out there building the business and doing stuff and putting Mag Steps in people's shoes and letting them try them. They go, I want them, or I don't want them. You know, I want to join and buy them. That's all that happened. We went to Salt Lake City after about 2.5 years. There was a big expo over there. Reed Nelson and Dave Johnson were going to be there. Jim and I went. There must have been close to 400 people in this meeting hall. Jim and I got there late because we drove over from Grand Junction. Jim said, God, he said, there's a lot of people. Man, oh, man, he says, what's going on? So I said, well, this is the right room. We know that, you know. And they were up there doing it. And Jim said, what are they doing up there? They're pushing arms and stuff. I said, I don't know. So we fought our way into the crowd. They're doing the strength. We said, what's that? They said, you guys don't know how to do this? No, I never heard of it. You know, whatever. But here's the thing. Find one product and use that. You know, again, I'm not saying you have to loan people products, but if you can, you know, do it. Now that we're in a position now to do it, I'm looking right in my office right here in the corner. There's four waterfalls sitting there in boxes, ready to go. Okay, and I will take one of those, which I do, and say, if somebody likes it, I said, I'll make a cold call on them and talk to the people and talk to them about the water. They said, I'd like to try some. I said, how about trying the whole unit? And they, of course, we go over the price and everything. And I said, if you like it, buy it. If not, you give it back, you know? Now, I'm not saying you can do it, but you folks may not be able to do that. But, you know, it works. It works. It's called the puppy dog sale. The puppy dog sale. It's been around for years. So do Mag Steps, do Power Bands, do whatever. You know, something that you can afford to do. And you don't have to. I got 50 pair of Mag Steps. Get 6 pair, 3 men's and 3 women's. How's that? You know,
and Gordon, I think there's so much available technology-wise. Let's say somebody can't afford to buy, you know, a couple waterfalls to loan them out. Well, can you copy and paste, or can you suggest to somebody go on YouTube and type in Rick Murphy waterfall and spend 15 dear precious minutes of your life and educate yourself? Because some people, they won't get it. They won't get it. I mean, I've got a neighbor who's just a caustic at best. And I, two neighbors, I sent them both to it. One is, hasn't found the time to watch it. I mean, because he's retired, I guess, and he's got too many other projects to do. But the other one, they did watch it, and he said, Vance, oh, yeah, as soon as I watched it, I had to go grab a Diet Coke.
Yeah. And not only that, with that YouTube link, folks, that he's talking about with Rick Murphy, download it to your, up or whatever the term is, uploaded down. I've got a YouTube icon on my smartphone. A lot of you probably have the same thing. And I've got my own account set up in YouTube, like a lot of you probably do. Okay? And I just take those things like that, you know, the one Rick Murphy, and I put it right on my YouTube and my iPhone, and I've got it right there. I can show it to Vance in a coffee shop. I said, watch this. Here, boom, there it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's so simple.
And that's the simplicity of what we have available to us today, where we didn't have that 20 years ago. And in less than 15 minutes time, we can help educate people and see that. I want to throw out your website again, because you've got some amazing, amazing tools there and things. And it's www.idealwellnessbusiness.com. Those three words together, idealwellnessbusiness.com. And then you put /training.
Correct. Exactly.
And that'll allow you to see a lot of the stuff that Gordon and Jeannie have used over the years.
There's 25 sections, and some of them are also in audio format, so you can download them and listen to them on your iPod.
Gordon, if there's one thing that you could share with a brand new person, or maybe there's lots of us out there that, man, we just need a little kick in the rear to get going, what would that, if there was one, you know, not a secret, but if there's one thing that you would encourage us to do, what would it be?
Two things I would say. Be enthusiastic. Okay? Be enthusiastic, you know, and if you don't feel enthusiastic, fake it. Dig down in your gut and seriously, think about something spiritual, whatever you want, but feel enthusiastic. Particularly if you're on the phone with somebody, and particularly if you're gonna walk into somebody's store and talk to them again. Pump up your, you know, adrenaline, whatever, and be enthusiastic about what you're doing. You know, for the main thing. And the other thing is, like Dave Johnson says, get in and don't quit. And the third thing is, I know you didn't ask for three, For heaven's sake, folks, please, please, use your upline. Use your crossline. Call me. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We're in this business because we love it. If you're trying to do it alone, you might as well be like Lone Ranger and go out there and shoot yourself in the foot, you know? I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, you know, you've got help, use it. We're not in this business alone. We've got a team and we're all in it together. It's a Nikan family. This is not corporate America.
And we all know this, but there's no such thing as a Lone Ranger because Tonto was always right there by his side.
That's right.
He's always right there by his side. So, Gordon, thank you so much for giving again. You've been always a blessing. You always, because I look back at my notes every time I have you share, and this has been truly wonderful.
I love it. I can't believe I'll be 75 years old till I die. They said, you don't look 75. I said, have you heard about Nikan?
No. Oh, that's so funny. And I had 44. I'll be 45 in the fall. And I was thinking about this on the drive down here yesterday, 4-hour drive. And I said, hey, Kenna, to our oldest daughter, I said, can you reach back behind your seat and grab Daddy his slippers? And she said, why? And I've got the cruise control on. I said, well, my gosh. I got my cardio socks on, and then these shoes are kind of tight, and I'd prefer to be more comfortable when I drive. And I thought, man, I'm getting old.
You do that strength test on your website, I went to chair. I said, my God, that was amazing. Amazing.
Well, and that's something, if I could throw in another comment. Guys and gals, when you discover a strength test or an energy test, make it your own. And I learned that from Josh Nelson. He came back a couple years ago from Ecuador, and he said, you got to see this, man. And he showed it to the group, and I immediately, oh, man, I thought, that's mine. I'm taking ownership of that. And so I don't care if it's a pair of Magstep, it's a water bottle, it's a bracelet. If somebody asks me, well, how do those work? Or they want to get into the technical, I said, well, I could probably explain it to you, but I'm not very analytical. And I'm not very engineering minded. Can I just show you? And they cannot, the look on their face every single time. Not all of us can do a deep knee bend, you know, we're using somebody else to support us, but, they can't argue with it. They just can't. So.
That's great.
Anyways, but thank you again. And, I look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, Nevada in a couple months. And, again, folks, Gordon Williams has been our guest. And if you know somebody that think, oh, man, I wish they could have heard this, you can simply send them to www.saturdayamlive.com is where the recording will be available. And,
I'll be happy to leave my phone number. Band.
Yeah, go ahead, Gordon.
Our phone number on the East Coast in Carolina, area code 910-791-9436. You can call anytime, leave a message, and we'll call you back within 24 hours.
Again, if you didn't get that down, 910 is the area code, 791-9436.
Yes, sir.
So, and he did mention East Coast, so that's a little gentle reminder that if you're on the West Coast and you go, oh, man, I want to ask Gordon that, and it's 10 o'clock at night, Don't call Gordon because he's not going to.
I go to bed at 9:30 because I get up at 4:30.
By choice.
I'm the same way. So,
okay. All right, gang. Well, have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday. And I do have a couple announcements I'm going to cover, but I'm going to let Gordon go.
Okay.
And we will
thank
talk to everybody.
Really love you. We love you.
Thanks, Gordon.
Okay, Tom.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, same time and number, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.